Cheers.
Cheers. Wine o'clock.
Yeah. Oh,
welcome to it. Adding a little bit of extra fun to your goddamn week and get your weekend started right. Bron Lewis, let's go, girls. How are you?
I'm so well. It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock. My favorite o'clock.
Your favorite o'clock.
Oh my God. Sometimes I look at the clock and I'm like, not my favorite.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right now, my favorite.
My favorite. That's my favorite. Any day that ends with day, I'll be having a gorgeous Prosecco.
Oh, God, absolutely. That's a great idea. Sometimes we don't have a Prosecco.
I know, because sometimes we record at 10 a.m.
And sometimes we are good girls.
Sometimes we're good girls, not all the time.
Tonight we're having, because it's nighttime.
It's nighttime, officially.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not when you're listening. We don't know what time it is when you're listening.
We
captains.
Can't control you.
That's what our listeners are called, captains.
That's true.
I reckon they should be called aunties. What do you think?
Aunties, yeah.
What do you think, our listenership?
Well, they're around nieces and nephews if we're their drunk aunties.
Okay. Maybe call in and say what you want to be called. We'll wait. If you call in now, we've pre-recorded a lot of these episodes.
Oh,
so when you're listening to this, we might both be dead. or might have just been a long time ago. Or one of us will be dead. We don't know. We actually don't know.
We can't control you.
What does the future hold? We don't know.
We don't know. But we have recorded a lot of these.
I'm
so thrilled to listen back. I've had such a good time.
Oh, my goodness. And there's a few episodes where the sound isn't so good. Shh, but you know what? Shush, shush. Hush those sweet lips of yours.
We don't need to get upset about that.
Don't get over it. Get over it. I'll tell you what. I've got some exciting news.
Yeah.
I saw you do stand-up on Tuesday night for the first time and it felt right.
Time.
I went out of my way to come to the stand-up night. I was like, I'm going to go and watch Bron perform. I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to go. No, I was like, stuff it. I know I'm tired. I've had a big week. It's Tuesday.
I'm so upset with how you're telling this.
This is a big week. Oh, what am I going to do tonight? I could just stay at home. Had a big week. Could just relax. But no, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Fwom. Is performing tonight.
Brown
is performing tonight.
Yes.
After she's done the project that night, which I knew as well. And I was like, so I watched you do that. And then I thought, I'm going to head into the city and I'm going to go and watch you perform.
It
and
had nothing to do with the fact you were on.
It was a pleasure.
You were on the bill as well. You
I
had
don't
to be
think
there.
So. Who's
legally,
Bill? Lucky Bill.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Legally, you had to be there.
Legally, yes.
Contractually,
you had to be there. Contractually, I had to be there, yes.
You were closing the show.
Yes, I was last on. That's what they say.
Headliner.
Yep, definitely headliner with my new boring stories.
What do you mean boring?
Because
it was the first time I saw you perform ever as well.
Oh, so you always think I'm boring. Is that what you said?
Never. How did you get that from that?
I don't know. I just saw the when you winked at me when you said.
I would never wink at you.
No, you would never.
I would never do that.
When you yawned for ages and we cut that out of the podcast.
Oh, during
yeah.
that. Oh,
during
well,
the set.
You think I was winking at you from the back?
Yeah.
How did you see
Good on
that?
You, Captain.
It sounded like you were bored of your stories. I'm going to watch Bron for
was
a bit.
Was a little bit. I'll be real. New stories. Was a little bit.
No, you had great stories. I was really excited. I was thrilled because imagine if you were really bad.
Well, some people probably thought I was. You know what?
That's not true.
You know what the gorgeous thing about a new night. So it was a new comedy night, right?
And
new material.
Mean?
Yeah. And new comics.
Yes.
I'd consider myself a new comic. And
okay.
Okay.
Jesus, you don't know what's going on. You've been around forever, ever.
And so you have to do new material. Not everyone stuck to that, but you did.
No,
you were great.
Thank you very much.
You're fantastic.
So
I love
Jill's
set.
I looked it up. So it was at Comedy Republic. It's on every Tuesday night. It's called The Bar Show. And
it's
how it
a
works,
great show.
It is.
It used to be called Comedy-ish. Is this
yes.
correct?
So how it's so I think that they've changed it. And what it is, it's experienced comedians can do new and new comedians do their gold.
Oh,
so that is why people who you maybe didn't have ever heard of, they were doing like gold. And so we were in the second half and we were watching all of these people just do really well with really,
really strong material.
Yeah,
but
really
you did
polished.
Strong material, but it was new.
It was new, yeah.
You're just a polished person.
I'm just people say it to me every day.
Do they say that?
Never.
You're a polished gal.
Yeah,
I love that about you.
Polish
You're a fun
lady.
Auntie. A Polish lady. That's what I mean, sorry. You're a Polish
That's
lady.
I always wear Polish clothes.
That is true.
Polish garb.
That is true. That is true. But we had a great night together.
It was
Wasn't
really
nice.
It nice
to
it
be
was. But it was
doing
such
a gig
relief. Because imagine, have you ever been friends with someone? That's the question. No, have you ever been friends?
Let me think about that. No.
I'm finished. No, if you've been friends with someone.
I'm finished. You're Polish. That's fun. These are hilarious new characters we're working on.
Is this new material?
Is this new material? No. Is this thing on?
It's funny every time.
Yeah, it's always good.
So have you ever, because you interview people like all
right
the
now.
Time. Yeah. No, you're not interviewing,
I'm interviewing
me.
You.
How dare you? We are equal.
We are equal in this.
Okay,
and Dibs,
you're not my
he's
slave.
Under us right now. So he is kind of our slave right
yeah,
now.
He's
under us.
He's right there.
Physically, yes.
Hello, mate. Have you ever, like, because you interview people on podcasts and they can be charismatic.
Right.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah.
Charismatic. Your other podcast, Confession, so good.
Thank
and
you
then
so
you,
much.
Hey.
Available
and then you,
on all the podcasts. Okay. That's what you're going to say next.
It was not.
I'm you're always plugging me. Available on all the podcast apps.
So you might have a great time. You might vibe.
Sure.
Might have a really good banter.
Yes.
And
yeah.
You're like, wow, that lady or that man, men can do it too.
I'm
going to go
look
see them perform.
Yes.
I mean, you never thought that about me, but then. And then
I
you,
did on Tuesday night, babe.
But you had to be there contractually.
Okay, okay,
I'll say
okay,
it again.
Stop saying that. I'm trying to put a positive spin on it.
But have you ever like seen like this thought like this person's going to be great. I'm going to go and see them perform. Might just be a spot, might be in their entire show.
Sure.
And you've gone, oh my God.
Yes, it's happened.
What?
It's happened. It's happened quite a few times. And I'll tell you what, I will then go and see them again because people have off nights.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know about that. But I've seen some of my favourite people have bad nights where you're just like, you know, you're on like a regular comedy lineup and someone's having a bad night. You're like, I actually really like them.
So it's like, the example that you're thinking about in your mind.
Yeah.
Did everyone have a bad night that night?
No.
Just them?
Just them.
Okay. Well, then that's their fault.
Okay, boomer.
Boomers don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, boomer. It's my new insult. Okay, boomer.
Not
bringing
offense.
It back.
No offense.
No offense. Yeah, I remember I've seen a few people. Yeah, have you seen people like that though?
Yeah, I've been like really excited or I've seen them do a really good set and I've been like, they are hilarious. I don't know how they're not famous.
Yeah.
And then I go see them again and I go, what's happened?
It's different every night.
The red flag is when they don't acknowledge they did badly.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I feel like I just crushed
like,
up there.
Cool. Like they're great audience.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, they are, but. You were shit. Like, they hated you. I was in there. Hated you. I hate you now. That's what I say.
I never want to talk to you again. I'm ghosting you in person right now, just FYI. Ooh,
you would have stopped talking
halfway. A white
sheet
on. No, I have seen that before, but also, like, I remember this guy in Melbourne who I've never, ever seen do well, and he would always get off stage and go, I just want to get back up there. And you'd be like, do you?
Why?
It was awful. Do you actually want to get back up there? Everyone had a bad
maybe
time.
Maybe he was thinking, I just need to do a bit longer and then I'll win him back. It's like you when someone's bombing
him,
and the bomb goes forever.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Why you do this? Sorry.
Why
you do this? Why you do this to me and my family?
On my day of days.
On my day of days. Yeah, I've seen that before though when he also said to me once when I got off. Oh, no, he got off and then he looks at me and he goes, just talk to them up there. I was like, yeah, I'm not
a
mime person.
Oh, my God, I'm obsessed with this person.
I'm not a mime artist, you goddamn freak.
Just talk to them.
Just talk to them. What else am I going to do? And I just have like the glass box for ages.
Oh,
I'm just
my
going,
God.
This is hilarious.
I love that bit.
Yeah. It is fun. It is
I
fun.
I hope you do that in your show.
Of course I'm going to do a mime bit
You're
for ages.
You're not an idiot. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. But, yeah, so we had a lovely night. And can you tell me that story that you told me about the comic that you stood on stage with? You don't have to say their name.
Yes.
This is fun.
Yeah, so on Monday night I hosted a gig in the city.
It's ages away from when we recorded this to when people are listening. So they have no idea what's going on.
No idea. But it doesn't even matter. Even if they looked it up, like who cares? Do you know what? I got
not
a tattoo.
You.
It says it doesn't matter.
You got that one too? Did you get that one the other day?
I got it.
Wow.
And then I got a ridiculous Band-Aid.
Yes, to cover up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I'm a fucking loser.
Hey, quit that.
So
I love a joke as much as the next person. I say in an angry way.
Sam got a tattoo, by the way. Context. We don't know, but you got one.
I got one.
So,
and you love it.
So Monday night I had a gig in the city and I was hosting. It's my first gig back for the year and I was kind of like feeling a bit weird about it. I was like, God, imagine if the first gig of the year is dreadful.
Okay.
And then it's like.
But you would never have a bad gig.
Hey, thank you very much. Mm. But I was like, oh, it could be bad. But it was beautiful. Like I started the night with new because I was all like, because it was just, I was like, I have to acknowledge Christmas. Because we just had it.
Sure.
You just have to acknowledge New Year's because we just had it. Otherwise, they're going to know that I'm leaning on old.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I went a different way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I misread that. I'm so sorry.
Holy
shit. Holy hell.
So I was like, and then I kind of worked out some new stuff. And that you saw some of that stuff on Tuesday where I'd made it much better. But I was like, oh, this is really fun. This is going to be great. I love it. Okay.
Yes. I'm having the best time.
So I came out into the green room.
Were you with me? Oh, sorry. This is a different night.
A different night. Okay. I came into the green room and I was like, guys, oh my God, they're so good. This is going to be a great gig. Everyone was doing really well.
Green room's a stretch for that place as well. Jesus Christ. Oh, well,
it's not a good green room. Anyway. The one act went up. And he was performing. Men can do it too, Sam.
Okay. I'm just learning all of this tonight. It's incredible. Congratulations. Stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go onto Netflix.com after this. Netflix is a joke, and I'm only going to watch men comedians from now on.
Good. They need your support. Change my ways. They need your support. And he said at the end of his set, he went way over as well.
Yes.
At the end of his set, he said, I'll welcome back. That's my time. Yeah. And so I, as the MC, went to the side of the stage.
Master of ceremony.
Wait. You're right. I would prefer you address me as that forever now. So I still
please welcome the master of ceremony.
Your drunk auntie, the master of ceremony.
As she prefers to be called. Yeah. As she's slurring.
And the master of ceremony.
Third bottle of white wine, baby.
And drunk people always fuck up words. Ceremony.
Ceremony. Yeah.
You know
what I'm talking about.
And so I stand at the side of the stage and the whole audience is looking, then just look at me because I'm this new person standing
next. Gorgeous.
Thank you. But I'm standing right next to the stage and because they know it's the end. He puts the mic in the stand.
That's how you know. It's not always a simulation.
I'm like, this is me. Yeah. This is absolutely my time.
I've done a bit of that though where I bring the mic back and I go, this is the closer, this is the closer, this is the closer. Whoop, it's back out.
Oh, yeah, I hate people like you.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then I get up on stage and I go to shake his hand because that's what you do.
Yeah, of course.
Some people do fist bumps. I shake hands.
You're a master samurai. Yeah. You're just a master samurai.
Yes, as the master of ceremony, I have to. I said, okay, it's my. And I stand next to him, and then he turns to me, he goes, Bron Lewis. And I say, thank you. And then.
Thank you. That's all you always say when someone says your name.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is hello, correct. Hello, Bron Lewis.
Thank you.
Brown Lewis, thank you. Brown Lewis,
thank you.
And then he took the mic back out of the stand, Sam.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what are you doing? And he said, sorry. And he put his little finger up to me as in like tiny one finger. Second.
And he does famously have tiny. If you knew who we're talking about, you go, there's tiny fingers tiny right fingers. There.
Yeah, but he absolutely doesn't, by the way. Anyway, put his finger, just in case. Just in case he doesn't. He put
lovely
his
big
finger
fingers
up,
then, big sausage.
Gorgeous, gorgeous fingers. He put his gorgeous finger up in my face and he said, one second. And then he said to the audience, by the way, if anyone doesn't follow me on Instagram, you should. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, a plug for his show. That's fine. It's normal. It's cute. I like it.
It's really cute.
I'm here for it. But he just didn't want to go back in the green room. And just like if I'd like welcome the MC back, there's no fucking way.
What, sorry?
The Master of Ceremony.
Thank you.
And I would, there's no way I would say, hold on a second.
No.
Because too awkward.
It's like Kanye West.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Put some pants on.
So Beyonce had the best. All time ago. Please, Kanye, leave, please.
So I have to stare there. He goes, but if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. And I'm thinking, plug, this is fine. And he said, just because I took a photo of a bird and it's a really good bird. So you should, if you do follow me already, you probably have seen it. If you don't follow me, you should see this bird. It's really, really good. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be a joke because this is wild.
Yeah.
And I'm just smiling at the audience and then glancing at him. Like I'm like the lady from Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, and you look like her too. Absolutely
that
stunning
is
that night.
So kind. And then I have to stand there for so and then he talks about for like another maybe 15 seconds, a long time.
Yeah.
And then he says, all right, so it's a kingfisher, really nice bird, maybe the best photo I've ever taken. Please get on line, have a look at it. All right, that's been my time. Thank you. And then he walks off stage and everyone is so confused because they think it was supposed to be a joke. And I'm confused because I'm like, I don't know what happened.
So confusing.
So I just said, thank fuck he told us about that bird. And then I came off stage and I said, what do you mean about the bird? And he goes, oh, no, I've got a bird on Instagram. It's a really good photo. You should have a look. And I said, I definitely will.
To be fair, it is a good photo, but it's so weird to bring it up.
Yeah.
Like, it is a good photo, but it's so weird to bring that up as, like, your last plug. Not for comedy.
If I took a photo of a bird.
And you have.
I've never.
Taken a selfie.
I wouldn't. Oh, my God.
We're having some fun over here.
I am a drunk auntie.
Is this thing even on? Turn it on. The drunk auntie at the end of the night going, they turned off the karaoke machine, they've turned off the mic. Turn it on.
I think I'd rather see pictures of someone's holiday in a shit place with people I don't know than a picture of a bird.
Yep.
Sue me.
I won't. I won't.
That's
not
actually
again.
A relief. I'm actually,
not again.
It's been a bit of a dry spell after Christmas.
I love that, though, as a thing, like the showing the picture of the bird. I just think it didn't even show, it just described it.
Described it.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Whilst I stood next to him.
But after our gig, we had a lovely glass of wine and then
oh my God, we did.
I walked you to the tram stop.
You walked me so far because all my trams were broken and trains were broken and you tried to walk me so far and it was great. And the city was particularly
mental. It was weird. There were strange people out.
Everywhere.
Everyone was really young.
There was a woman on her roller skates.
I was dancing. Yeah.
Just doing circles outside of H&M. So unless she lives at H&M, why'd she choose there?
It was so weird. Because to come all the way into the city just to do that.
And also, did she skate into the city or did she
have
him in her bag?
Oh, God.
Because she was sweating up something furious.
She looked good.
Hey.
She's burning those calories.
But she also looked really, really serious about it.
She looked a bit sad.
Oh,
I saw sadness in her eyes.
Yeah.
That's why I started dancing too, remember?
You did. I danced for ages. Yeah, my tram's 8 minutes away. You can go away now if you want to. Because I thought you might want to just go.
Yeah. He said, go and skate with that girl. I pull out my skates. You see me slowly skating.
Finally, someone to skate with.
I've been waiting for this moment. Yeah. I look sad when I skate.
It's a melancholy sport.
No, but I did. It sounds like a joke, but I actually did dance for a while.
You did?
I did a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
Which was fun for a bit. We both did it for a bit.
Because the city was so – I didn't. Because the city
was – We both did it for a bit.
I didn't. Because the city – I wouldn't. Because the city was so wild.
Yeah,
so
it was,
everywhere we turned, it was it's that TikTok phenomenon of someone walking into a situation and then they just piece together all the mental things that they've seen in the subway or whatever. Yep. That is what was happening to us.
Yeah.
So you dancing at the tram stop.
Which looked good.
Looked good. It was subtle.
It was nice.
But also too much.
Too much. It didn't look weird though in that night.
Not in those
surroundings.
See, it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of like when you go to a stand-up gig and everyone does really badly.
You're talking about me again. Yep.
Here we go. But then one person has a joke that lands and you're like, fuck, they're a genius.
Yeah.
How did they do it? And it's like, well, they just had one joke that made people kind of make a noise. And I don't think they listened to it.
I think it would have been nice if people thought that we were on a lovely first date and then you were just watching me dance for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
While you waited for your tram.
Oh, God, he's dancing.
He's dancing. I can't deny it. He looks good, but he's dancing so much.
What's the worst first date you've ever had?
I had a bad first date once where a girl nodded off and she fell asleep in her pasta.
Oh.
She'd taken a lot of Oxy.
Oh, sweet girl.
She was. I think she scored some, and she fell asleep in it, and had a bit of pasta on her forehead.
That's actually really sad. Oh my god!
I was like, I think it's time to go. And
where were you? Like at a restaurant?
We're a lovely restaurant.
Beautiful
place called Tiamo in Melbourne. Beautiful Italian restaurant.
I've heard of it. I know it.
I love it.
And so she went to sleep in her.
But
did you know that she was maybe an addict or something beforehand?
No. I don't think she was. Yeah, because it obviously was wearing, I guess it was really kicking in, I guess, Oxy. I don't really know how Oxy works, but yeah, really good. And then dropped off and she said, you can still come inside if you want.
No, thank you.
And I said, no, thank you. And
she needed you to carry her upstairs.
And she didn't have use of her legs. And she said,
can you put my jammies on?
Yeah. And then she said, I live with my boyfriend though. That's probably the worst date I ever
went on. Why? What went wrong?
Pardon?
What's the wrong bit?
The wrong bit was I had to drive home by myself, quiet to Dido.
I I love that date too.
I love that. Good. What's the worst date you ever went on?
Oh, I've been on a lot of bad dates, but I went on this one
day. Was it Tuesday night?
Yeah. With this guy. He danced at the tram stop. It wasn't even a date.
Don't deny, he looked good.
I went on a date with a guy and it was at his house and I didn't know it was going to be at his house. It was like a trick. I was young. Mm. I was young. He was a bit older than me.
Still young.
Thank you. But I was 20.
And a beautiful mother.
And I was a beautiful mother then too. I didn't even know it.
You've always been a mum.
Always been a good mum. But I was 20 years old and I lived at the Gold Coast and he said, do you want to go out for dinner? And I was still so naive. Like I was still convinced, oh, my God, if I could go back and just slap the shit out of my 20-year-old self.
Okay, yeah.
Because I just really thought that any male attention was good. Like I was like, oh, okay, he just wants to be my friend because he was about 33 or 35.
Gross age.
Yeah, exactly what I say. And I was like,
you actually stole that from me.
But I was like, oh, he just wants to be my friend. And that's cool. I don't really have any friends up here. I didn't. And
but you were roller skating. That's how you made friends.
That's right. If only I knew that was the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I went to this building because he lived in an apartment block. So I thought we're going to the – yeah, pretty cool. I thought we're going to the restaurant downstairs. And
very convenient for him.
Oh, my gosh. He just would have seen me and been like, she knows nothing. I've got so like, – she's going to fall for all these easy tricks.
That's what I thought Tuesday night, but I was very wrong.
Oh, my God. And so I got – he said, oh, we just got to go here. It's just up here. And he'd made like some shit dinner up in his apartment. And I was like, oh, okay. And he said, would you like a glass of wine? And he brought out red wine at that stage because no 20-year-old drinks red wine.
No,
I really did. I hadn't acquired the taste yet. And
Jim
I said,
Beam and Coke, thanks.
Exact. Oh, just like a skinny bitch, anything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, I don't.
Daiquiri.
I didn't even really drink then anyway. So I was like, I probably would have a savvy B. But I was like, no, that's fine. I don't drink red wine. And he went, oh, no. And you could see like he was
panicked.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was like, oh. And so I watched him drink the entire bottle.
That's fun. And it's always fun to watch someone drink a bottle.
Because he was quite a nervous man as well. I was like, I was like, I'm going to go, actually. Thank you for the shit, pasta. I'm going to go. And then I stood up to leave and he just kept trying to like, physically bring me back into the room and kept trying to kiss my face. It was so
gross. We wanted to show
you
the photo we took of a bird.
I know. Exactly. Well, it was a good bird. It was a kingfisher. But I was like, get away. And then I had to see him every day because I worked in a cafe and he would come into the cafe every day with his workmates. And I was like, I bet he told his workmates
that
I kissed his face and I would never.
You would have never kissed his face. No.
And then he messaged me for years after that. Like every now and then he'd be like, I'm in Melbourne. Do you want to hang out? I was like, I literally have never wanted to hang out with you. I accidentally did once.
Yeah.
Go away.
Ron's dead. That's what you should have messaged back.
Oh, my God. I should have said that.
You could have written in. If you knew, you could have written into the Drunk Aunties.
I should. Yeah.
You still can.
One of my favorite things.
There's still time, baby
doll. I should have sent him a picture of a bird. He would have been like, fuck, she's boring. No one wants to see that.
Never want to see her on stage ever. Hey, thank you for listening your two drunk aunties. Wine O'Clock. Oh, my goodness. We're having a gorgeous.
Cheers.
Leave us a little. Now I'm dancing. Now we're both dancing, little TikTok dance. Leave us a little five-star rating, five-star review. We'll read it out on the podcast. Maybe you want to leave us a little speak pipe link in the show notes.
Sam, you know I like the speak pipes.
I know you love them so much.
Last one was so good.
And also, leave us a little gorgeous email, dear drunk aunties@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Happy weekend.
Oh, God bless.
God bless.